Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, March 18th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. We will get to Director of Recruiting for 24/7 Sports, Steve Wiltfong, in just a second. But I am here to remind you that our 2 months for $1 offer expires tonight. This is an NCAA tournament themed offer. 2 months, $1. You cannot get a better deal anywhere. While we're at it, if you are listening to this show on a podcast device, we would love if you go to iTunes and give a 5-star review. If you are listening to the show on YouTube, please subscribe. It is time to get into Ohio State running back recruiting, and there is no better man to do that with than Steve Wiltfong. Steve, how goes it? It's raining.
It's pouring here in Indianapolis. We're sending this wetness down I-70 through Dayton on the way to Columbus. And for some of you, you guys are obviously driving into it down I-70 through Dayton to the Indianapolis area up to West Lafayette for the Buckeyes' first round game against Oral Roberts. I'm pretty stoked that the tournament is here in my neck of the woods. I live about 50 minutes from Purdue's campus in a northwest Indiana suburb. If you guys are looking for the best wings of your life, stop by the Friendly Tavern in Zionsville. They're breaded. You dip them in sauce. They have an awesome prime rib. If you're looking for some great Italian food, Amore Ristorante, New York-style pizza. And myself, the Wiltfongs, we are taking our kids out of school, maybe starting a tradition for my oldest. We are going to the Virginia Tech Florida game at Hinkle Fieldhouse tomorrow at 12:15. We have no rooting interest, but we are taking in the madness at the historic Hinkle Fieldhouse where Butler plays.
That is a very cool tradition to start with your pops. Two boys getting pulled out of school to go see the tournament. Let's talk about running back recruiting. That's going to be our focus today. Ohio State had a guy on campus yesterday. They're in the mix for several others. Let's break out some names here. The number one guy on their list so far has felt like Nicholas Singleton out of Pennsylvania. He has recently announced a top three of Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Penn State. There is Dallin Hayden out of Tennessee. There is Damari Alston. There is Katron Allen out of IMG. The newest name is Omari Hampton. If you could bring us up to speed, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, so as usual, Tony Alford, Ohio State's running backs coach, has the Buckeyes in strong position for several of the blue chip running backs in this class. Nicholas Singleton has a top nine, but Ohio State, Penn State, and then Notre Dame, as you said, are near the top of the list. And depending on who you talk to, all those schools are getting good vibes. I think, you know, he's going to take an official visit to Penn State in June. And he also said he will to Notre Dame, and he wants to get back to Ohio State. I know he talks regularly with Coach Alford and Coach Day and the staff. Dallin Hayden on campus this week at Notre Dame this week. Those are the two schools that are in the best position for him. I think that's kind of been a back and forth. There was a time where I thought Notre Dame was the leader. I think Ohio State has, at the very least, pushed hard to make up ground there. The Buckeyes offered a young man this week in Omarion Hampton from Cleveland, North Carolina, or Clayton, North Carolina, Cleveland High School. He's currently the number 10 running back in the top 247. He's off to a monster start to his junior season that, if you guys haven't been paying attention, a few states pushed their season to the spring. I think if Omarion Hampton played during the fall, he's a guy that could have been a major riser for us in the rankings. Buckeyes have been keeping tabs on him, like what they've seen early on. There's been some dialogue. he's a guy that I think is going to be fast climbing board, similarly going to be a coveted player at the position. Damari Austin's a guy that Ohio State's been recruiting for a long time as well. And I know Damari's also clicked with a lot of the Ohio State recruits. And then with Catron Allen, that's a school that's been in the top six or seven. Ohio State's a school that's been in the top six or seven consistently for him, Alabama, Florida, and some of those others in the picture for him.
Ohio State got the number one running back in the most recent rotation with Travion Henderson.
Got another damn good one in Evan Pryor, too.
No question. I believe he's number four. I know with quarterback, who came before you makes a pretty big deal. Do you think with running back, that has intimidated any of these guys? Because it seems like they're back in the mix for studs a year after they got two studs.
Well, I think if you're a kid and you're considering Ohio State, you understand that there's going to be great players recruited in front of you. And there's going to be great players recruited behind you. And you're just focused on yourself and your own potential and your own confidence that you're going to ultimately be the guy and win the job. And so even at the quarterback position, you look at CJ Stroud, who was a top 247 5-star 2 years ago. And then you got Kyle McCord, who's a 24/7 sports composite 5-star coming in after. You know, McCord's coming to Ohio State to be the best quarterback he can be. And if he wins the job, his chances of maximizing his potential are at Ohio State. And so I think it applies to all positions. It takes a certain kind of individual, a certain kind of swagger, a certain kind of self-confidence to come to places like Alabama and Ohio State. And Ohio State's breathing in that air. They're landing big-time guys year in and year out. If you're a guy that's going to get caught up in depth charts and stuff, Ohio State's probably not the place for you to go to, or Alabama's not the place for you to go to. And those schools have had great players wait their turn, come in and play, and get drafted high. And then those schools have also had freshmen come in and play early. It's a blend. But one thing that's not a blend is the swagger, the self-confidence, and the personality it takes to choose a school like that, because Ohio State's going to recruit a great running back in 2023, I'm telling you right now.
The running back tradition with Ohio State has been strengthened over the last few years, going from Zeke basically to J.K. Dobbins and then what Trey Sermon did. If you look at Ohio State's class of 2022, they've already got a quarterback. They've got two wide receivers. They got two tight ends. They got an offensive lineman. They need at least one stud running back. We just told you who it might be. We'll be back with some talk about an offensive lineman in the news.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, we are back. Nobody knows Keonta Goodwin like Steve Wiltfong. He's been there from the very beginning when he was just a huge eighth grader to now looking like the blind side personified as he has for his senior year. There has been some rumors, though, that he is trending towards Alabama. It does seem he has become one of the most coveted players in the United States. Can you give us the latest? I know there were some strong vibes that he was going to pick Ohio State. Have those subsided?
Sources close to Goodwin still indicate as of a couple days ago that Ohio State's still the one to beat for the blue chip offensive tackle. And he's actually even taken a visit to Ohio State just to walk around the campus. That wasn't something that was widely reported, but he did do that. But he wants to come back. He wants to take visits and get on campus with these schools and sit in front of these coaches and get a feel for them. And so that's going to be an important factor for his recruitment. But there's also the element of him. He wants to play early. He wants to play as a true freshman. He wants to get into a playbook and start learning in the school. Ohio State, Alabama, and Clemson are major contenders in this recruitment. That hasn't changed, but I think Kentucky is a school that is with each passing day also climbing the list for Keyonte Goodwin, and they're a school to watch. And I think it's because he has great familiarity with them and their scheme, and he thinks he could be an impact guy there early as well.
I don't think there's any question. The depth chart at Kentucky is a lot smoother for him than it would be at Ohio State, Clemson, or Alabama.
And Kentucky's been producing offensive linemen. They've had one of the better offensive lines in the SEC as of late. And so it's intriguing for a player of that position. But again, I still like Ohio State till I hear differently.
I would be remiss if I did not ask you this, and I think it's a violation of some sports radio code. Who is your Final Four, and who's going to win it all?
Daniel, I'll tell you what, man, I watched Gonzaga come from behind to beat St. Mary's, I think it was St. Mary's.
It was.
A couple weeks. That was maybe the first game that I watched almost the whole game of the season. I'm just a sports fan, so I'll get caught up in it, but I could get caught up in the Philadelphia Flyers, New York Rangers game that was on TV last night, or Premier League soccer at 7:30 in the morning, or I can really get caught up in anything, but I have no idea who's going to win the tournament. I have no idea who's good. I didn't know that Oklahoma State had the best player in college basketball until last week when I caught their game against Baylor. So I am not your guy.
Well, there's plenty of people who make Final Four picks who are not necessarily basketball experts. But if y'all want to check out something cool, we will have a Bucknuts Roundtable coming out later today on the tournament, full of predictions, and it will come out just in time for you to get your bets in.
If you're looking for good food, guys, on your way to West Lafayette and on your way home, Zionsville, the suburb, eat here. It's a lot of good restaurants. Message me on Bucknuts for recommendations. I'll be on the front row. But you want to eat here. You don't want to eat in West Lafayette.
He has the gut to prove it, people. We appreciate him stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all.
Streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley: One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.